funky slide whistle on the news, because it's demented. I'm Whimsical Will reporting.
Put yellow card number 2 in front of you, with the flap open.
Okay.
And Mrs. Davis will go through all the sounds with you and say each one twice.
Mrs. Davis.
Don't forget, really loud.
Okay.
So you can hear your own voice.
Yeah.
Mrs. Davis.
Remember, yellow card number 2.
Hi, Mrs. Davis.
Here we go.
And then Sneaky Snake goes dancing, wiggling and a hissing.
Watch out for a sneaky snake hiding in your printer.
Stanley, what is it?
Snake!
News from Australia.
Good day, mate.
Where a receptionist had the shock of her life after discovering one of the world's most venomous snakes lurking inside the office printer.
Don't worry, I'll disconnect him from the printer.
The employee was refilling the paper when she spotted the reclusive reptile inside the paper tray.
Baby!
Baby!
Snake!
Does that plug into a printer?
Straight to the 3D printer!
She initially thought her prankster co-worker had placed a rubber snake inside the printer as a practical joke and was gonna take it out.
And hug and kiss the poisonous snake!
But she began to shake when she realized it was a real Eastern Brown, the second most venomous snake in the world!
Take me in, tender woman, sighed the snake.
Good evening, Mr. Snake.
So, that snake. Venomous?
Extremely.
Okay, then.
They called the Australian snake catchers, who took the printer outside and used a long hook to remove the snake.
I have had it with these motherfucking snakes.
But in a printer, I would have expected maybe a ribbon snake.
Yeah, you got the printer to work.
But a surprise like that in my printer would send me scrambling for a particular PC shortcut key.
Which one?
That would be Control P.
PC load letter? What the fuck does that mean?
Failure to find printer, L5 error.
Ah, little snake venom never.
Yaggity-yaggity-yaggity-yaggity-yaggity.
And the fire department in Noblesville, Indiana wants to set the record straight.
We just want to get the facts.
And make that the yaks.
Yaggity-yak-yak-yak-yak-yak.
Authorities had tweeted that there were bison loose near 161st Street east of Hazeldale Parkway.
They're not bison.
I think it's the alpaca from the petting zoo.
After apprehending the animals, the department was quick to correct itself, tweeting that the creatures were yactually yaks. They didn't want any legal yaction, I guess.
Yaggy-yak!
Right?
Don't talk yak!
Reminds me of the time Dementia Central was overrun by wildebeests.
Wildebeest?
Yeah, you know, demented news.
If you come on a group of gnus in Australia, you've got to be very careful, because if you
antagonize them?
If you get belligerent with the gnu, they'll attack you and knock you to your knees. You better have a good knife with you.
I'm Whimsical Will, yacking it up on the Demented News.
Did you listen to your voice sounding it out?
I tried to.
Let's go through it again, right now.
Oh.
Move the needle back and keep your voice loud.
All you did was yak, yak, yak.
Yakety, yak, 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 yak.
Don't worry, I'll disconnect him from the printer.